All right, perfect. I will, everybody can hear me okay?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and start the meeting. I have 9:01 and we'll do roll call.
Super, Chairperson Sylvan?
Here.
Vice Chair Chapel?
Here.
Mr. Bard?
Here.
Mr. Cole?
Present.
Mr. Francis?
Here.
And just for the record, it's February 13th.
Great, thanks. Second item on the agenda are the minutes, approval of the January 9th regular session minutes. Is there a motion?
So moved by Travis.
Second by Ned.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Pardon my interruption. Just to make sure the record is clear, is the motion to approve the January 9th through 2025 regular session audits?
Travis, I will rephrase my motion to approve the minutes of the January meeting.
And I'll still second it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chapel?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
I wasn't present during the meeting. I can't remember the rule whether I should be voting on it or not.
It would be appropriate to abstain.
I'm going to abstain then.
And Mr. Francis?
I was likewise not at the last meeting, so I'll abstain.
Okay, so the motion carries 3-0 with two abstentions. Did I get that right, Nina?
Yes.
Okay. Next item is a report by the State Land Department.
Thank you, Chairperson Sylvan. So since your last meeting, we have not had any auctions for sales or long-term leases. We do have two auctions scheduled next week. We have six additional auctions scheduled. You've approved five items that are still pending auction notice, and we have three items to present to you today. Thank you.
Great. Any questions from the board? All right. Next item, our rights of way, and this is for review and discussion only. We have a lot of appraisals. Does anyone have any questions, discussions? Thank you for the thousands of pages of reading, literally. I don't have any questions. The only comment that I would make is on that one item that had, it looked like it was the same appraisal approach for lots of different pieces that made up that right of way. And I don't know how often that happens, Jim and Ruben, and I don't know who else is there, but I figured it all out, but maybe you can be sure if that happens again, just a quick cover memo explaining what's attached and kind of the approach would have been, it's not a big deal. And like I said, I don't know, I've been on the board for a really, really long time and I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. So it may never, ever happen again. but it was certainly fun reading, so thanks.
Chairperson Sylvan, just for the record, what item number are we referring to?
It is under the right-of-way, and it is item number 3, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation.
Super, thank you.
Yes.
Chairperson Sylvan, this is Ruben O'Heather with the State Land Department. That is kind of an anomaly with the BOR, so it's not typical for right-of-way to, you know, have an appraisal from the federal government and reviewed by our staff, so I don't anticipate those happening very often, if we're again. Or
there will be more. There's more amendments coming, but we can package it differently.
Okay. So Amber Troyda, the section manager for the right-of-way section, you know, identified that there's other amendments to this grant to the BOR. So we will ensure that there's a cover memo that kind of explains or helps guide you through those pages.
Thank you.
Chair Silva.
All right.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Forgive the interruption. Just for the record, do you want to maybe call out the first two rights of way application and just ask one by one if there's any review or discussion from the board members, just so it's clear for each agenda item whether or not there was any input from the board?
Sure, happy to do that. So application number one, which is the Salt River Project Agricultural Improvement and Power District. You want me to read the number?
Sure.
Okay. It's application 14-125136-00-100. Does anyone on the board have any questions or comments or state land on that right of way?
No.
Right. Seeing all shaking heads, no. Item number two is City of Prescott. It's application number 16-124770-00-100. Any questions or comments for State Land Department on that right of way application?
No.
Okay. Item number three, which is the Bureau of Reclamation. Application 65-000051-00-100. Other than the comments that we've already talked about, are there any other questions or comments of the State Land Department? All right. I think we covered all three of those. So we'll go ahead and move on to commercial leases and sales. First item is item number four, application 03-120375-99-100, hashtag Energy Center 2 LLC. And Ray, are you doing the presentation?
Yes, Chairperson Sullivan and members of the board. I'm Ray Moore. I'm with the Sales and Commercial Leasing section here at the Land Department, and I'd like to present application number 03-120275-99-100, Hashknife Energy Center 2 LLC. The Hashknife Energy Center 2 LLC is a solar energy project application on 661.66 acres of state trust land located in a checkerboarded area 3 miles southwest of Joseph City and 2.5 miles south of Interstate 40 in Navajo County. The project will occupy both state trust land and private land. There are no associated reimbursable improvements. The property has been appraised at $116,000, which equates to $176 per acre. The department has consulted with the applicant and have agreed that the bidding will commence at a minimum of $4,300,790, which equals $6,500 per acre. The lease term will be 30 years. The annual rent will be based upon 4% of the highest bid at auction and will escalate by 5% each 5 years. Additionally, once power is being produced and sold, the capacity fee will be introduced at the rate of 20% of $2,000 per megawatt annually. This rate will increase by 20% each year until the full 100% of $2,000 per megawatt is reached in year 5. The capacity fee will continue at that rate through the term of the lease. The Hashknife Energy Center will be developed and owned by Invenergy, an international United States-based company that presently has an active lease in the state on state trust land in Yuma. The Hashknife Energy Center has a power purchase agreement with Arizona Public Service and is ready to begin developing the project. We recommend approval.
Great. Travis, I see your hand raised.
And I can do it after we finish this. It's just a question on the rights of way.
Okay. Sorry, you may have had your hand up and I didn't see it. You can feel free to unmute and say, hey, Carrie, I have a question.
I tried, but there was already multiple voices.
Oh, sorry. Okay, does anyone have any questions of Mr. Moore on the application number four on the agenda? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve.
Is Rick Cole moved that we approve this item? Bruce Francis, I'll second.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chapel?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Item number four is approved. The next agenda item are land sales.
Barry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Travis.
No. I'm unsure about the new process with rights of way. Do we not need to approve those, or are we just reviewing them and looking at them?
Correct. And Dina, I'm going to try and explain this, and then you can fix what I mess up. But per the statutes, we are not an approving body of the valuation of rights of way, but the state land department would like us to take a look at the valuations and just see if we have any questions as a final step in their process. So those are no longer approved by us. It's just if we have any questions or concerns, we can voice them at that time for state land to be have another look at the valuations. Did I do that right, Dina?
Yep.
And David?
I think so. You might want to ask Deputy Commissioner Perry, since they are the land department is asking for the board's review.
I think that statement is correct, Carrie.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Land sales, item number five, which is application 53-12225-00-100 Robson Ranch Quail Creek LLC. And I believe is Frank doing the presentation?
That's me. Thank you. Good morning,
yes.
Chairperson and members of the
right.
board. My name is Frank Fletes. I am a project leader with the sales and commercial leasing section here at the land department. I am presenting application number 53122225-00-100. The applicant is Robert Rosen Ranch Quail Creek LLC. The applicant is the leaseholder of the land where the property is located as well. The property is located north of Old Nogales Highway and Quail Creek Parkway in Pima County and encompasses approximately 10.043 acres. The land has been appraised at $11,000 an acre, making the total appraisal of the property $110,000. There are no improvements at the site, and the land will be used as a private planned a private roadway to serve the applicant's nearby development, Quail Creek Ranch. We recommend approval.
Does anyone have any questions from the board? If not, I will entertain a motion.
This is Travis. I move for approval of item 53-12225.
This is Ned.
Okay, Ned seconded. Go ahead.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chapel?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Last item under land sales is application 53-123616, Greenlee County. Frank, I think you're up again.
Yes. Good morning, Chairperson and members of the board. My name is still Frank Fletes. I am a project leader with the sales and commercial leasing section here at the land department. I am presenting application number 53123616-00-100. The applicant is Greenlee County. The property is located on the east side of Skyline View Road, north of Highway 191 in Greenlee County, and it encompasses approximately 90.659 acres. Land has been appraised at $900 an acre, making the total appraised value of the property at $82,000. The parcel borders another property belonging to the county that houses the county landfill. The county plans to utilize this land, this sale parcel, to expand the current landfill operations, and we recommend approval.
Great. Any questions from the board?
If I may, I forgot to mention that there are improvements value at $10,000. And the owner of the improvement is consisting of a stock tank, has been notified, and the commissioner has written a commissioner's order to pay for it. Sorry about that.
Thank you. Any questions from the board? If not, I'm happy to entertain a motion.
This is Rick Cole. I have approved it. I move that we approve this matter.
This is Ned. I'll second.
Chairperson Seldon?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chappell?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-0. Our next item is Board of Appeals. We do not have an appeal today. It's been scheduled for next month on March 13th. Okay, and then the next item is executive session. So I am going to make a motion that we go into executive session for discussion or consultation for legal advice with the board's attorney pursuant to ARS 38-431.0383. Or for discussion or consultation with the board's attorney to consider its position and instruct its attorneys regarding pending or contemplated litigation pursuant to ARS 38-431.0384. That's my motion.
Chair Sylvan, just for the record, that is in connection with the Farmers Investment versus Land Department of litigation that is referenced on the agenda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
This is Bruce Francis, I'll second.
Okay, I think we need to do roll call for the motion.
Chairperson Sylvan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Chappell?
Aye.
Mr. Bard?
Aye.
Mr. Cole?
Aye.
Mr. Francis?
Aye.
All right, we will convene an executive session. I think all board members have that link, so for the public, we'll be back soon.
It's 9:20 a.m. Okay, I've started the recording. Victoria, you ready? Okay, and it's 9:36. We're all okay.
I'll call the meeting back to order. Do we need to do another roll call?
Yes. Chairperson Sylvan?
Here.
Vice Chair Chappell?
Here.
Mr. Bard?
Here.
Mr. Cole?
Present.
Mr. Francis?
He's on mute.
Here.
All right. Everybody's here. The only other last two items on the agenda, the first is other business and our future meetings. We've talked about the fact March 13th is our next meeting. We do have an appeal scheduled. We have two board members who will be traveling.
Mr. Bard and Mr. Francis confirmed to not be here.
Mr. Bard and Mr. Cole. Or no, Mr. Francis and Mr. Cole.
My apologies.
Mr. Bard is going to give you everybody crap.
Okay.
So I believe Mr. Bard, Mr. Chappell, and I will be here for the 13th, correct?
Yes.
Because we don't travel, apparently.
Chairperson Sylvan, given that you'll have two board members absent for the appeal next month, would you like us to see if we could delay that appeal until April so that you have all of your board members present, even if they don't want to be?
May I jump in here, please? This is an Attorney General, Dina Benjamin. I think the way to tee that up for the board would be for the parties to file a motion with the board if they are so inclined to change the moving date, rather than just doing it informally.
We will do that, but I wanted to make an informal inquiry to the board about their preference or desire. Because they'll be the body hearing the appeal, not the land department.
Okay.
I have no issue participating if it's in the April meeting. I do plan on being at the April meeting. I don't have any travel plans in April. I do have travel plans in October that will interfere with the appeal, so.
I likewise will be available for the April meeting if that's preferable. I'd be happy to participate.
So, I won't be I will be in Portugal on a bicycle. So I had not appreciated that. So I think, Mr. Perry, your question is a good one. We're either down two board members in March or we're down a chairperson in April.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman Sylvan. We'll take that under consideration. I appreciate your input from you and the board.
Perfect. Okay. With that, if I don't see anything else that I did not call on the agenda, so I think I will adjourn the meeting at 9:39.
Have a great week, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Safe travels, guys.
This audio is made with Audio Toolkit for Windows Store, downloaded for free now.